This is an audio podcast of an introduction to the Westminster Shorter Catechism, taught by Jim Cassidy. Videos of each lesson are available for free online at reformedforum.org.
Westminster Shorter Catechism, question and answer 13. The question asks, did our first parents continue in the estate wherein they were created? And the answer goes like this. Our first parents, being left to the freedom of their own will, fell from the estate wherein they were created by sinning against God. In our last lesson, we talked about that special act of providence, that first covenant that God made with man. We called it a covenant of life or a covenant of works. And that covenant and its fruition from it was contingent upon the perfect obedience of Adam. And this is the sad conclusion of how that covenant arrangement turned out. No fault of God's own, no fault at all to God. The covenant was good, it was right, but the problem was with man. And the answer to the entire sad situation is this, that our first parents, being left to the freedom of their own will, fell from the estate in which they were created by sinning against God. We see this taught very clearly in Scripture, Genesis chapter 3. Genesis chapter 3 tells the sad tale of the fall of man into sin. Verse 6, it says this, "So when the woman saw that the tree was good for food, and that it was a delight to the eyes, and that the tree was to be desired to make one wise, she took of its fruit and ate. And she also gave some to her husband, who was with her, and he ate. Then the eyes of both were open, and they knew that they were naked, and they sewed fig leaves together, and made themselves loincloths." The teaching of the catechism here is that our first parents were left to the freedom of their will. And there is a sense in which man, at the beginning, before the fall, had free will. He had the ability to either obey God or to disobey God. There was nothing in man at the beginning that constrained him or that pushed him or that would dispose him towards sin. There was nothing that was sort of dragging him towards sin. But in the very beginning, being created upright in original holiness, righteousness, and knowledge, Adam and Eve had all the resources at their disposal in order to fulfill the terms of the covenant of life or the covenant of works. And so they had the ability, they had free will, we might say, the ability to either obey God or to disobey God. And we know what happened. Left to the freedom of their own will, they were not compelled by something outside of them. Yes, they were tempted by Satan, but there was nothing that compelled them outside of themselves towards sin. They were left to the freedom of their own will. And the sad reality is that they preferred their own desires, which were good in and of themselves, but their own desires, which turned evil the moment that they decided that they would have what they wanted, not what it is that God's word said they should have. And this takes us right back to the earlier lesson, doesn't it? On Scripture, which talks about that Scripture, the word of God, contained in the Scriptures of the Old and New Testaments, is the only rule to govern us on how we may glorify and enjoy God. Adam and Eve were not content with the word of God alone, but rather they added to God's word. And then they also took away from God's word. As Satan comes and he brings God's word, but twists it. And Adam and Eve receive God's word as twisted, rather than depending upon every word that proceeds from the mouth of God. And they proceeded in an act of rebellion, free will rebellion, to sin against God and to break that covenant. And so breaking that covenant brought about the consequences of sin, namely death. And we look at Genesis chapter 3 and we wonder about that, don't we? Because after all, Adam and Eve didn't die right then and there. So what gives? God said, on the day that you eat of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, you shall surely die. But there would be a second covenant, an act of grace that God will show to Adam and Eve. And that second covenant will be the subject of the questions and answers beginning at question and answer 20 and following. We'll get to that after we talk about sin.
Thank you for listening to this podcast from Reformed Academy. All of our courses are available in video, online, entirely for free at reformedforum.org. And we also include Spanish and Chinese subtitles. But we are only able to do this with your support. And so if you are excited about this theology and want to enable people around the world to watch and listen to these free resources, please visit reformedforum.org/donate to provide your support.